wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, prayer warriors of the Most High God, this is our contra prayer for the month of March. And we just want to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and the nation. And our very first item we're going to take before the throne of God, we're going to pray asking God to move in the nations of the world, minimizing the effect and influence of false systems of religion, of which there are many. So let's do it once again. We're going to pray asking God to move in the nations of the world, minimizing the effect and influence of false systems of religion. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne at this time in our concert of prayer for the month of March. And we come, Heavenly Father, asking you to move in the nations of the world. We're asking you to minimize the effect and the influence of false systems of religion. For Father, there are many false systems of religion. And we're asking you, our Father God, to penetrate the darkness and the deception. Father, so many are not built on biblical standards. They're not in accordance with the Word of God. They do not present the plan of salvation. They do not tell one what they must do to be adopted into the family of God. They do not tell them what they must do to live a godly, holy life. And rather, Heavenly Father, they're more involved, it would appear, in making disciples to their expression of religion rather than making disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we come before your throne. We come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord God, to move in the nations of the world. Minimize the effect and the influence that those false systems of religion have on the nations of the world. And if you do this, Father, we will be eternally grateful. We will be eternally grateful. All right, our next item. We're going to pray asking God to minimize the effect and influence of every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. Now listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to minimize the effects and influence of every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. Satan has invaded the nations of the world with what are referred to as alternate lifestyles. And by alternate lifestyle, we mean lifestyles that are contrary to the Word of God, violate the Word of God. So we're going to pray now, asking God to minimize the effect and the influence of every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, and we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to minimize the effect and the influence of every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. We're asking you to minimize the effects, the influence of these alternate lifestyles in the nations of the world. Father, they are penetrating so much of the society and the lifestyle and the mores and the standards of various nations. Father, we're asking you to move in such a way. These people many times, Father God, they minimize the plan of salvation. They minimize how the plan of salvation and how one is reconciled to holy God. So, Father, we're asking you to minimize the effects, the influence of every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. We're asking you, Father God, to minimize the way they ignore the cross. We're asking you, Father God, to move in such a way that they will be minimized and lose their effectiveness. We're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception. Heavenly Father, penetrate the darkness and the deception of this influence on every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. We're asking you, Father, to do what only you can do. Father, it's a stronghold. These are strongholds in cities, nations, populations. And we're asking you, Father God, to minimize the effects and the influence of every alternate lifestyle in the nations of the world. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And now, Father, we come to our third item. We're going to pray asking God to put those in office in the nations of the world that he can use to frustrate and thereby obstruct the satanic agenda. Now, this is a little bit lengthy, so listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to put those in office in the nations of the world that he can use to frustrate and thereby obstruct the satanic agenda, because make no mistake about it, Satan has an agenda, and he has been implementing that agenda in the nations of the world for years at every level of life in the nation, beginning even in the, may I say, religious life of the nation, the academic life of the nation, the economic life of the nation. In every nation of the world, in every expression of the life of that nation, Satan has been seeking to penetrate it. So, we're going to pray, asking God to put those in office in the nations of the world that he can use to frustrate and thereby obstruct the satanic agenda. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, asking you to put those in office in the nations of the world that you can use to frustrate and thereby obstruct the satanic agenda. Father God, you may have to choose individuals who are not career politicians. You may have to pick some from the group who are unknown, except to you. But Father, they're out there in every nation of the world and in this nation. And so we're coming before your throne and we're asking you, our Lord and our God, to put those in office in the nations of the world, beginning in this nation right here, the United States of America. Put those in office that you can use to frustrate and thereby obstruct the satanic agenda, for Satan has an agenda. You know what that agenda is. You know what has to be placed into effect satanically before the end times. And so we're asking you to interrupt the satanic agenda. We're simply asking you because, Father, you use people. You use men. Satan uses men. You use women. Satan uses women. So we're asking you, our Father and our God, choose those. Put those in office in the nations of the world that you can use to frustrate and thereby obstruct the satanic agenda, that you can, in some way, whatever way you choose, obstruct the satanic agenda. Put those in office that you can use to do that, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Okay, our fourth item, we're going to pray, asking God to save the souls of the elect. Have you got ears to hear? Do you have ears to hear? We're going to pray, asking God to save the souls of the elect in the systems of religion in the world in an ever-increasing way until Jesus comes. What are we saying? We're asking God to penetrate the darkness and the deception in so many systems of religion, because there are those in those systems of religion who have been deceived. They are deceived. They've been deceived by the enemy, and they think they're in a true religious source. However, there are so many false systems of religion in the world and even in this nation. So we're going to pray, asking God to save the souls of the elect, those who he knows to be of the elect. We're going to pray, asking God to save the souls of the elect in the systems of religion in the world in an ever-increasing way until Jesus comes back. In other words, initiate a move of his Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, saving the elect and continuing until Christ returns. Let's pray that right now. Our Father and our God, Lord, we continue coming before your throne in intercessory prayer. And at this point in time, we're going to pray asking you, Father God, to save the souls of the elect in the systems of religion in the world in an ever-increasing way, continuing until you return, Lord Jesus. We understand that the elect are those that you knew before the foundation of the world would be willing to be born again, to be willing to be saved. So, Father God, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of your child, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we're asking you to save the souls of the elect. Make known to them they are of the elect. Stir their hearts to repentance. Stir their hearts to an acknowledgement. So, Father God, we are asking you to save the souls of the elect in the systems of religion in the world in an ever-increasing way until Christ Jesus returns. The elect, those that you have known from before the foundation of the world, would be willing to be born again, to be saved. We're asking you to penetrate the false systems of religion in the world. We're asking you to penetrate every false system of religion in the world. We're asking you to penetrate every type of false system of religion, because we know them by their origin. We know them by what they teach. We know them by what they practice. And then, Father, we're asking you to rebuke the religious leadership in those false systems of religion. So, Lord, we're asking you to save the souls of the elect in the systems of religion in the world in an ever-increasing way and continue until Jesus returns. We ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. All right. Item 5. We're going to pray asking God to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, the television, the movies, and music in the nations of the world. And it is tremendous, folks. The satanic influence is tremendous. So we're going to pray asking God to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, the television, the movies, and the music in the nations of the world. It's warfare praying, folks. It's warfare praying. But once again now, we're asking God to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, television, movies, and music in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in this concert prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God, this nation. And Father, we come at this time asking you to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, television, movies, and music in the nations of the world. Father, the enemy has penetrated every expression of entertainment, what we call entertainment, has been penetrated. And Father, every single expression has been to some degree, one way or the other, it would appear, tainted by, influenced by, the ungodly influence of Satan. So we're asking you, reduce that influence. Reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, of television, of movies, of music, in the nations of the world. And we're not going to suggest how you should do that, Father. You know best how to do it. And you know how best to do it in which nation, at what time, to what degree. So we're not going to suggest, we're not even going to make a suggestion, Father, as to how we would like to see you bring this correction, but we want you to bring the correction, Father. Starting in America, if you will. Starting in the United States of America, if you will. But here again, Father, we're asking you as the people of God, as intercessors, as believer priests, we are coming before your throne, and we are asking you, our Father and our God, to reduce the ungodly influence. It penetrates, it affects, it impacts the youth of the nation from childhood up, from childhood up. So we're asking you, Father God, to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, television, movies, and music in the nations of the world. We ask it in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for allowing us to do so. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. hearts. I'm working with a different system in this consular prayer than I'm accustomed to working with. And my time frame is not quite the exact the way I like it. So we're going to go ahead and pray now, asking God to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, the television, the movies, and the music in the nations of the world. It has penetrated every level of life. Ungodliness has penetrated every level of life in the nations of the world. And so we're asking you, Father, to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, television, movies, and music in every nation of the world. We're asking you through a move of your Holy Spirit, Father God, to reduce. We're not asking you to eliminate because we know that that's not the cause, that's not the plan at this time. But we're asking you to reduce the ungodly influence of the internet, television, and movies and music in the nations of the world. And if you'll do this, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Now we're going to take the closing moments of this time together, and we're going to pray for you. I want you to go before the throne of God right now, expressing your need, your desire, your need, whatever it may be. Go before the throne of God right now, confessing your need, your desire, and I'll come along in a moment. We'll call everybody to prayer for you, your need, your desire. Pray that right now. Make your need known, whatever it may be. He's prayer-answering God. He has all power. Make your need known. Don't be bashful. Express your need. Express your desire. We're going to join you in a moment praying with you for it. So just express your need. As painful as it may be, express your need. And we'll join you in a moment praying with you. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in the matchless name of Jesus, the strong and powerful name of Jesus, and we come on behalf of those involved in this concert of prayer who have needs, Father. And Lord, you know what the need is. In some instances, it's physical healing, Father. In other instances, it's in the home. Sometimes it's in the bank account. But whatever that need, you know what that need is, Father. And we collectively and corporately come before your throne in the holy and precious and mighty name of Jesus. And we're asking you to move, Father God, to move in that need. Grant that need, Father God. Ease the pain. Ease the situation. Give them courage. Give them faith, Father God. Fill them with joy and peace, Lord. Whether it's a marriage situation, an economic situation, whether whatever it may be, Father, health-wise, whatever it may be, employment-wise, you know the need. You know how to solve the need. And that's exactly what we're asking you to do. We're simply coming up before your throne in the strong, powerful, mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, Father, grant that need. Meet that need. And in doing so, glorify yourself. Glorify yourself and be glorified. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah forever. Amen. All right. Thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer. It was a little bit difficult because the equipment we were working with, but nonetheless, we got it done. Until we get a chance to do this again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.